We want to have Christ preached as a test of all that is in man, in nature, in the world. We want Christ preached as a victim, bearing all that was due to our sins. And we want him preached as a model on which we are to be formed in all things. This is Christianity. It is not fallen nature trying to work out righteousness by keeping the law of Moses. Neither is it fallen nature striving to imitate Christ. No, it is the complete setting aside of fallen nature as an utterly good-for-nothing thing and the reception of a crucified and risen Christ as the foundation of all our hopes for time and eternity. How could the unrenewed sinner get righteousness by keeping the law, by the which is the knowledge of sin? How could he ever set about to imitate Christ? Utterly impossible. He must be born again. He must get new life in Christ before he can exhibit Christ. This cannot be too strongly insisted upon. For an unconverted man to think of imitating the example or walk in the footsteps of Jesus is the most hopeless thing in the world. Ah, no, the only effect of looking at the blessed example of Jesus is to put us in the dust in self-abasement and true contrition. And when from this place we lift our eyes to the cross of Calvary, to which Jesus was nailed as our surety, our sin-bearer, our substitute, we see pardon and peace flowing down to us through his most precious sacrifice. Then, but not until then, we can calmly and happily sit down to study him as our model. If I look at the life of Jesus apart from his atoning death, if I measure myself by that perfect standard, if I think of working myself into conformity to such an image, it must plunge me into utter despair. But when I behold that perfect, spotless, holy one bearing my sins in his own body on the tree, when I see him laying in his death and resurrection the everlasting foundation of life and peace and glory for me, then, with a peaceful conscience and liberated heart, I can look back over the whole of that marvelous life and see therein how I am to walk, for he has left us an example that we should follow his steps. Thus, while Christ as a test shows me my guilt, Christ as a victim cancels that guilt, and Christ as a model shines before the vision of my soul as the standard at which I am to aim continually. In a word, Christ is my life, and Christ is my model, and the Holy Spirit, who has taken up his abode in me on the ground of accomplished redemption, works in me for the purpose of conforming me to the image of Christ. True, I must always feel and own how infinitely short I come of that lofty standard, but still, Christ is my life, though the manifestation of that life is sadly hindered by the infirmities and corruptions of my old nature. The life is the same, as the Apostle John says, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. 1 John 2:8. We can never be satisfied with anything less than Christ our life, Christ our model. For me to live is Christ. It was Christ reproduced in the daily life of Paul by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is true Christianity. It is not flesh turned religious and leading a pious life. It is not unrenewed, fallen, ruined nature trying to recover itself by rites and ceremonies, prayers, alms, and vigils. It is not the old man turning from wicked works to dead works, exchanging the beer parlour, the theatre, the gaming table, and the race course for the monastery, the pew, the meeting house, or the lecture hall. No, listener, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory, and Christ reproduced in your daily life by the powerful ministry of God the Holy Spirit,